What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, dealing with this crazy-ass weather again on this Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Sir, first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for checking out the show. Make sure you go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button right now. We post K-State content daily, and I mean it daily, every day, sometimes, every once in a while, 3 episodes a day. But yeah, sometimes you get 2 episodes, sometimes you get one, well, all the time you get one, 100%, 99.9%, you get 1 episode a day, half the time you get 2. So there you go as well, and also bonus coverage over on the Podbean app, Greer3. Eddie's podcast, that's Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. Cannot get rid of this. Well, I'm on the back side of it again, but some reason cannot get rid of it. Anyways, that's not what I'm here to talk about. We're here to talk about K-State women's golf, avoiding this weather as well. Here right now, as they are a shot behind, one shot for the lead after activity on Monday, during the Mountain View Collegiate there. K-State women's golf team right now, a couple of third place finishes here in the last couple of weeks. And now they're on the doorstep now of the lead. How about this, K-State Nation there? So kind of under the radar a little bit, but we've been kind of tracking it on here a little here on this podcast. We cover all things K-State sports here on this podcast here. We're talking women's golf here. And this will be right off the bat. Kick off y'all Tuesday there. K-State comes into this, came into this invitational collegiate 30th ranked in the LPGA. Yes, I went there. So there's that. Let me see. Yeah. 14 teams are in this field there. They're one shot back of Arizona right now. Arizona leads it. Of course, the host state of this collegiate. And there are ones, of course, K-State is second. TCU is behind K-State right now, and then it's Oklahoma, and TCU is 13th in the women's golf standings, if you want to call them rankings anyways. There's so K-State right now made a lot of noise out there. Carla Bernat right now leads the individual leaderboard. Hey, no surprise here. Bernat, 4 shots ahead of there, and then Noah Van Beek and several others are a couple shots or right there in the thick of things as well. Carla, going back to her real quick here. Like I see here, she was 4 under, par 68. And then Van Beek yesterday, she looks like she shot even par there as well. Stuberg, head coach of the K-State women's golf team. They're in the heater right now. They got a lot of momentum right now. And I believe I'm about to say this. Cannot believe I'm about to say it, but I'm going to say it. Hot off the fresh off press, folks. You hear it here first on the Pro Project Podcast. I think the K-State women's golf team right now might have overtaken women's basketball as the highest team on the campus right now. Woo! That's a hot take. Hot take. But you hear it here first, folks, because K-State women's basketball team faded, losing 3 of 4. Yeah, this one K-State women's golf team right now not really getting much attention from, I'm gonna say it again, not from anywhere else right now. And three top consecutive threes, point in finishes for the team overall anyways. So any one of these individuals can hurt you, players, right? Carla Bernat, we know she's a superstar. And what Sophie Burt did, excuse me, man, this is Rick's ugly head this morning, but ahead of this nasty weather, whatever you want to call it is, but yeah, so apologize for that. But Sophie Burt, we know what she did in the previous invitation, right? Setting a school record. So, and then Van Beek, Noah Van Beek, an impressive round yesterday there as well. So, yes, I'm going to go ahead and say it. K-State women's golf team right now, the hottest team in Manhattan right now. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yes, sir. Anyways, before we get too off track here, Stuberg again, quote, today, today was a good, really tough day. It was a very cold in the morning. We had some strong winds, like we're going to get here in the next, 24 hours or so here in Kansas City. Throughout the round, he goes on to say here, quote, we really didn't get off to a great start, but the ladies stuck with it and did a good job of posting a decent score. Carlos and Noah's routes really helped us move up the leaderboard today. For Carla to shoot under par and separate herself from the field was huge, especially given how tough the course played. Ultimately, we need to clean up the forced errors in tomorrow's final round to put ourselves in the best position to move up one more spot. One shot behind host Arizona. One shot behind Arizona, right? So, Carla, Carla's been off to a slow start in the past couple invitationals, right? But now you get this feeling like, all right, you know, if Carla can get back to Carla, getting off to a fast start, this team, she got a chance to put this team on the back. And she's not doing it by herself. You have Noah Van Beek, Sophie Burt, the talented freshman, Nakashima. So you have that as well. Speaking of Nakashima, she's tied for 24th right now. They're heading in to the final round. Of course, let's not forget about Alika Navarro, tied for 37th. Julia Barrios-Tabario was plus 35. I think that was one of the biggest movers of the day right there. She moved up plus 35. And now tied for 14. You get this type of performance. And I don't see Sophie Burt even Sophie Burt is tied for 52nd right now. Not playing her best, but still, we have some other teammates rise up to the occasion there. That can help a lot right now. And so right now, it could be Burt, it could be Bernat, it could be Nakashima. Nakashima did this early in the season. She was pacing the team early in the season. So any one of these ladies seems like golf is a tricky game, right? You can get hot. If you're on your A game, or you got to catch breaks, right? But if you're on top of your game, stay the part of the course, no pun intended, right? It can go your way. And K-State is sitting there in a team spot. This could be huge right here for K-State Women's Golf. They can pull this off here today to wrap up their activity out there in the Mountain View Collegiate. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III debating on whether I should get out early this morning for a run here this morning before the nastiness comes here. I'm teetering on the edge of doing at least something here because it looks like it's supposed to be raining all day. Looking at this lame forecast here today, so nothing like Midwest weather here, folks. But aside from that, K-State dealing with weather of their own right now, with strong winds themselves out there doing the best they can, and right now they are on the edge right now. Trying to take the lead away from college host Arizona. So they're one shot back there. Carla Bernat, your number one player in the lineup, doing what Carla does. It seems like this is the Carla we've known here since we started covering on the podcast last year. Taking over a little bit now. And she does what she's been doing. She did be doing it throughout this collegiate. She can win this thing, at least the individual side here. But to sweep, once I say that, I'm going to jinx it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it with full confidence here, folks. K-State goes out there, executes. They can potentially sweep both the individual leaderboard and the team side. That's going to be something else, folks. And this is why I say what I said, because for much of the winter, now we're entering spring, now we're in March now, folks, K-State Nation, but K-State was basketball, failed us, didn't win the regular season, faded on top of that, so we got to call what it is. We got to call what it is, and I'm a little worried about this K-State Women's basketball team hitting the Big 12 tournament. I know they don't have Ayoka Lee, but again, we know this pattern for the last three, four, five years since Ayoka Lee stepped on the campus. And I don't mean to trace this to women's basketball, but I did it anyway. So, there's that. And K-State Women's Golf right now, clicking on all fours right now, doing what they need to do right now, and that might come back to bite me in the butt here when I see women's golf here today. So, but you gotta go out there full confidence that they can go out there and get it done. So we'll see what happens there. Stu Burke, K-State women's golf team, his squad right now in prime position here. Question is, can they close it out? Unlike the women's basketball team. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily when I have a chance to record K-State content. Again, apologize again. Seems like this cold is sitting on me. The end of it anyways, just like this weather is supposed to be. Here's a crazy, crazy stuff, right? But K-State women's golf team trying to battle the weather. We're going to try to battle the weather here as well. Again, K-State Podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. I might try squeezing a little couple miles here for work here. So before this weather sits on us for a little bit here in the Kansas City metro area. If you're a K-State fan, definitely, I would advise you, if you're not already, we post content 99.9% daily, every single day. Alex Staten out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, K-State Women's Golf. One shot back behind leader Arizona. Go Cats.